Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you might have noticed if you have a Gmail account that Google has given access to all users to this dark web tracking tool, and it means that anyone with an account can see if their personal details are available for anyone to access, like details like your name, your phone number, your date of birth. So the question is, what can criminals do with your personal information, and how is artificial intelligence making it easier to target those whose info has been hacked? Well, I'm joined now by Ronan Murphy, who's chairman of Smart Tech 24/7. Hello, Ronan.
Hi, Claire.
So this is available to anyone who has a Gmail account, and Google will scan the dark web for your details and warn you then if you've been hacked. Is that how it works?
Yeah, and this has been available for a while, Claire, but it's only now it's been opened up for free for any Gmail users. And that's especially significant because Gmail has over 1.8 billion active users globally, making it one of the most popular email services in the world. And I think the importance of this service can't be overstated, because there's such a sharp rise in data breaches globally. I mean, in 2024, it's been recorded that there was over 2,000 data breaches affecting more than 500 million people's personal data. That's up 25% from 2023. So this is a really good news story for consumers of Gmail.
What do you do, though, if you use that tool and you find out that your name and your details are all over the dark web? How do you fix that?
Yeah, well, what it'll do is it'll give you actionable recommendations, right? So first and foremost, the reason people typically fall foul of these types of breaches is that they simply don't know they've been compromised. Whereas now they'll get a notification, they'll say, look, your details have been compromised of no fault of your own. It may have been a third-party breach. And here's some advice that you should take, such as changing your password, enabling two-factor authentication, and reviewing your security settings on other accounts as well, because these marketplaces are incredibly vibrant right now. Just in preparation for coming on to chat with you this morning, Claire, we did a very quick bit of research just to see what was going on, right? And we could see that credit card details were readily available for between €1 and €5. US social security numbers were available between 25 and 100. Healthcare information between 50 and 100. So there's a ton of information out there readily available to purchase. And that's a big problem for people who don't know. But if you do know, at least you can take some preventative measures to try and protect yourself.
Because a lot of this happens through the jigsaw effect. So you might be compromised, your password might be compromised for one website. But the problem is, if you're using that password for everything, you're in trouble, because they're going to try that password elsewhere, aren't they?
Indeed. And look, all of your listeners this morning are well aware that you use the same password over and over again. You tend to regurgitate it because it's just so complex to try and remember these passwords all of the time. And therefore, if a password is associated with an email address and any personal information, the chances of successfully compromising are much higher.
Mm-hmm. But what about those services that will generate a password for you, a very complicated password? Is that a safe way to go about it?
Yeah, I mean, but the problem with that is typically that will be on a specific device like your iPhone or your Android or maybe your laptop. And typically users are trying to access these applications on multiple different devices. And therefore that in itself can become a problem, because while you've set a very strong password on your iPhone, suddenly you can't log into it on your, let's say, your PC. And then you end up changing it back to the same old reliable, with the name of your dog at 2024 exclamation mark, right?
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of it, right? And therefore, that's where the problem exists.
Mm-hmm. And the big concern, of course, is identity theft. And that's what the criminals will try and do. Can you just build us a picture of where that information goes then and what it's used for?
Yeah, so look, there's a whole pile of different threat actors involved here, and depending who's interested in your data, it can be identity theft, it can be extortion, it can be financial fraud, it can be login fraud. There's many different ways that they'll use this, and these criminals tend to have specific expertise in different areas, and that's why you see these different marketplaces selling different types of data. So I think back to, the key topic here of Google providing this scanning service, I think that's super valuable, because at least people will know then that information is out there and they can take the required steps to make sure that they don't fall victim to any of these types of attacks, whether it's identity theft or login credential issues, you know.
So where then or how does AI, artificial intelligence, play into all of this, Ronan?
Yeah, so look, where AI comes in is it just makes automation much easier. So if the bad guys think about they're collecting vast quantities of data on individuals, personally identifiable on individuals in Europe, in North America, in Southeast Asia and so forth, they can basically use algorithms and use automated capabilities to build up their attack campaigns. So for example, should they want to, let's assume for a moment they buy a data set where a large Irish business to consumer enterprise has been hacked, they can then build their campaigns using AI to make them sound legitimate, to make them more effective, and it ultimately just makes their job an awful lot easier. And that's where AI becomes a problem. You'll remember back in the day when you got your email from the Nigerian prince telling mm-hmm. you he wanted to leave you $15 million.
Yeah,
that's completely different now. You'll see that the way that the campaigns are architected are much better. They're localized to whatever region you're in, and in many cases they touch on very topical issues where there might be mass interest in those issues, such as water charges or electricity charges or electoral issues as well.
Yeah, or they purport to be from a company that you deal with, which is worrying in and of itself. Ronan, thanks so
Indeed.
Much for talking us through it. Ronan Murphy there, Chairman of Smart Tech 24/7.